Evening, good people. Hey, 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 and welcome to the Heavenly Blue Podcast. My name is Di, and I am your host. Today is Monday, November 28th, 2022. OMG, I miss y'all guys. Oh, man. You know, sometimes when you're away for a long time, you don't realize how much you miss everybody. Oh my goodness me. I miss y'all guys so much. Hey, hey, hey. Yes, indeed. I was trying to rush home today to get on because I won't be able to get on Wednesday. I won't be back till Friday. So I'll be on today and I'll be back on Friday. Next week, Monday, I will be back on my regular 7:30 to 9:30 with topics and fun and everything else starting next Monday. So, but today I just want to, you know, talk. Hey, Hobo, how are you? Long time. How's everything going? Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning to you. Hold on for a second. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. I'm good. How are you? How are the holidays? How's everything? How's the family? Everybody good? Everybody good, I hope. I haven't seen you in a minute. I rushed home to make sure I got on today because I wasn't on all last week, and I won't be on Wednesday, so I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that I was okay. But it's definitely good to see you. I don't even have my right glasses on, and I can't I just grabbed a pair of glasses, and I'm like, oh my god, I can't even see through these. Oh, nice. Are you here too? You in New York? No. Oh, okay. Oh, that's nice. And you said they're going to be in Manhattan. That's nice. Oh, okay. They're just in time to see the lighting of the tree on Wednesday. They're gonna light the Rockefeller Christmas tree on Wednesday. It gets a little crazy, but I guess it's fun, you know. I think they had it they did have it last year. Last year was the first time in a while since COVID hit. And I'm sorry, I'm distracted here. my pooch here, you know, I just walked in. I walked her and I came right on the podcast, and now she wants my attention. So she's biting on me and she's she's trying to get my attention because she hasn't seen me all day. So now she's like very playful and she's chewing on my foot. Hold on. Would you stop it? Don't you see I'm on the podcast? Yes, you. Yes, you. So she needs some attention. OMG. But I'm trying to figure out. Okay, so I wasn't on last week. I was on the week before. I'm trying to figure out what was my last. I know I'm trying to, but it's hard to give her attention and do the podcast at the same time. And she's trying. She's trying to get my attention. Poor thing. I'm sorry. She's like, you hear her? I'm petting her and she's like in heaven right now. Yeah. OMG. I tell you, you know, I've had cats and dogs as pets. I love dogs because dogs are more loyal than cats, but cats are more affectionate. Like they, you know, they like to cuddle. I mean, dogs too, but cats are not as loyal as dogs are. You know, sometimes you walk in the house with a cat and they act like you're not even there. A dog will always want your attention. It's like having another kid in the house, you know. But she's good. She's definitely, I adopted her in September and it took a minute, but she's definitely getting used to me. She follows me everywhere now. So that's a good thing. Oh, what's this? Yes. So that's my, my third child. No, actually, no. My grandkids, three, my sixth child, because my grandkids are just as bad. As soon as they walk in the room or as soon as I walk in the room, they need my attention. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Jonah. How quickly this year has gone. Man, hobo, we was just talking about the new year. Remember? We was and after the new year, I said, watch how fast I'm gonna come back and say it's the end of the year. And here we are. Oh my gosh, it's crazy to me. Today is Cyber Monday. I don't know if you have Cyber Monday in India, but today is Cyber Monday. And I don't know how well they're doing today. I try to get on. But, you know, you have to really sit. And I think that's why they extend it. They're going to extend it another day. Watch. Tomorrow's going to be Cyber Tuesday because they're not going to get the sales they wanted today. So they did that last year. They didn't get all the sales that they wanted. So they ended up doing Cyber Tuesday. But other than that, let's see what happened. So Thanksgiving. Did you celebrate Thanksgiving, hobo? Hey, Jonah Morning Podcast. Welcome, welcome. I don't know if you eat. Do you celebrate Thanksgiving? I mean, okay. Every day. Listen, so the traditional fictional Thanksgiving when the Indians and the pilgrims and this, listen, that's just a story that was told to us as kids until the truth came out. Now I don't celebrate it as that. I celebrate it as a day of giving. You're supposed to, be thankful. Hey, LaRock, how are you? You're supposed to be thankful every day. I'm thankful every minute, every day, every second. Whenever it comes into my head, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for everything, when your day goes right. Hey. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. How was yours? Did you have a good Thanksgiving? I'm thankful all the time, not just on Thanksgiving. I'm thankful the whole year, Oh, yes, that's the way it's supposed to be, LaRock. Nice and peaceful. Yes, absolutely. Nice and peaceful with the family, with friends. It could be one person, it can be five, it could be a whole bunch, as long as there's no drama, as long as it's peaceful, as long as we celebrate each other and be thankful for it, And I like to go around the table and listen to everyone's being thankful and what they're thankful for, especially my young nieces and nephews and my grandkids. Just to listen. I mean, everybody basically says the same thing for family, friends, health, peace of mind. I'm always thankful for that. It's always a joyful occasion when family and friends can gather peacefully and enjoy a great meal, some wine, some laughter, some games. It's just a beautiful thing, and that's what I cherish always, because it's crazy, and it's so crazy because these past few days I've been hearing not personal stories with family members or friends, but people that I know that lost family members and young. People were dying young from different crazy things, A person was telling me that their coworker. I know that he was complaining of a stomach ache. He kept complaining that his stomach, he was in pain, 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 constantly pain. And they couldn't find what was wrong with him. And then finally he went and he went to a different doctor and they found out he had, now I never heard of this one. He had cancer of the stomach lining. What? What is that? Where did that come from? How do you screen for that? When he told me that, and he said that he died of cancer of the stomach lining, and by the time they discovered it was stage four, and he died over the weekend. But I'm saying to myself, now I've done heard of all these different cancers, but cancer of the stomach lining? No way. What is that? I'm serious. It's like, How do you screen for that? You know, it's crazy to me. All the weird things that are happening. It's like, shh, I know it is. It really is. And it's causing some craziness. Ouch. I don't, like I said, that to me, I've never heard of. And it's crazy. And I thought that cancer can be detected in someone's blood now, but I guess not. I don't know. I don't know. It's just a sad thing. Also, sad story. This woman killed her two babies. Oh my gosh, that hurt me to my heart. It was a 3-year-old and an 11-year-old. No, I'm sorry, a 3-year-old and 11 months. And oh my God, who was going to get married on the 10th of December, died of a what? Whoa, at 27. I know, LaRock, me too. She said that she thought that the kids were possessed. And she and the worst thing is that the pain, because she stabbed them to death, both of them, and then she threw them in the tub. Is that crazy? The pain those kids had to endure on their last few minutes of just, being, ugh, it's crazy. Oh my gosh, LaRock, that's just like last month when the woman drowned three of her babies. She took them into the ocean, into the beach, into the ocean at like 1 o'clock in the morning and left them there. Oh, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's like driving me crazy. It's just so weird. It's so sad. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even I can't even I can't even like I don't even have an answer. There's so many places that you can leave a kid now, no questions asked. You could leave them in the hospitals, in the fire departments, in the police stations, safe haven. You can leave them anywhere. You feel that they're certain, they're this, they're possessed, whatever you feeling. You can take these kids to a safe haven. Take them to a hospital. Take them to the precinct, take them to the fire department. But it's no questions asked, no questions whatsoever. And I blame the city too, because the city at one point took her kids away and then gave them back to her. Me too. Me too. Speaking on the topic, last week a man was caught of, oh my God, oh my God, oh gross is that? Oh no, he murdered his girlfriend and chopped her up in 36 pieces and disposed of her. Over six. That's crazy. Oh, Yikes. You know, that's crazy to me. OMG. Oh, man. I don't know why people can't separate reality from fiction, you know? I don't get it. That's crazy. Well, that's what this woman with these babies said. You know, she said that they were possessed, and that's why she had to kill them. And then after she kills them, she starts screaming, "What have I done? What have I done? Really? You done killed your babies. Now you want to cry, you know? Why didn't she just say, listen, here, take these kids. I'm feeling a certain way. A lot of women do that. They feel in a certain way. They, you know, hand them over to a friend or just for a second, just, you know. But to kill, I mean, she's the one that had to have been possessed. If you're killing your kids like that, it's crazy to me. Something else happened. The weather's crazy. It was 50 something degrees. It's December 1st is Thursday. And we're still hitting the 50s. That's crazy. Oh, really? Wow. I know witchcraft is a big thing in Puerto Rico too. Well, the voodoo and stuff, all that other craziness. It's crazy. I don't, you know. Oof. I don't know what people be getting into. That's why I tell people all the time, you just never know. You never know. You never know what that person is into, what they're getting into, what they're about, what's going on in their heads. You know, I try to figure people out. Sometimes I can get it, sometimes I can't. It's crazy to me. You know, and this weather today was not, it's starting to get a little chilly now, but this morning, this afternoon, sheesh, people still walking around in shorts. I'm telling people, let it go. Let it go. It's almost winter. It's like 23 days left to winter. I know the weather may seem, you know, it's not frightening, but it may seem okay, but that's how you get sick. Man. You know, every time I try not to, I listen to the news because I need to know what's going on, especially, you know, when I'm on a podcast. But jeez, it is nutso out here. They have, hold on for just one second. Hold on. I'm back. Trying to find my other pair of glasses, but I can't seem to. I need my glasses to find my glasses. But it's just crazy. I don't know if it's, I don't know what you would call it. Like the world is like uneven or because I don't know if you ever watched that movie, The Purge, where every man, woman, and child is for themselves, because you have all those vigilantes and people going around. Oh my gosh. There was a big jewelry heist this tonight in New Jersey. I don't know which mall it was. But the guys, they shattered all the windows, they took all the jewelries, and they actually harassed and what's the word I'm looking for? The people who work there. They shook them up. It's crazy. You have that. That's been going, that's been on for a few months now, the jewelry heist. Then you have carjacking tripled this year. It went from like 300, 400 last year to over 1,000. And we're still going because we still got the month of December. And you see these guys jumping out of vans, blocking people in and coming out with guns in there. And I'm like, oh my gosh. What is going on? It's real out here, And I think that they're doing it because they know that nothing's going to happen to them. Like they've been letting a lot of, less offenders out of prison like every day. This is armed robbery, so I guess armed robbery is worse, but still, they let this guy out for suspected of murdering somebody. They let him out, and he beat somebody. He's the second person he beat up. I don't even think the person woke out of the coma yet. And this was months, and they let this guy out. Another kid they arrested for carjacking, and not even like hours later, he got out. Not even long in the street, he started carjacking again. It's crazy. The system is not working, it is broken. You need someone to go and fix it because we're gonna be in trouble. God forbid, jeez. I don't know. I don't even know what to call this behavior anymore. It's like. OMG. Say it ain't so, Dura. Who you gonna go get? Who you gonna go get? You smaller than the, they say the smallest dogs are the toughest ones. Who you gonna beat up? He definitely tries to protect me with her little self. Yeah, you, I'm talking about you. You little. That's all right. You got a big heart, right? Huh? Cats don't do it. Cats walk the other way. They don't bark. They don't do anything. They're like, you on your own. Long as you feed me. OMG. Stop it. I heard that something happened with Donald Trump today. They said his age is catching up with him. they say he's starting to look and feel his age now. He's not as sharp as he used to be, they say. Listen, in another 2 years, what is it? We in 2022? 24, he really ain't gonna know anything. No one's gonna back him up. Listen, after 75, I don't think anybody should be running for president. You know, that's it. You had your chance. Let some young blood up in there. Yeah, but I don't think anybody can fix this right now. And it's not just happening here. It's happening all over. You know, it's going to get to the point where we're going to have to stay home. Because it's going to be so bad out there. We're going to have guns in your home. You're going to have to arm yourself. It's crazy. I don't even want to think about that. I don't even want to think about that because that'd be a true disaster. You know, it's just crazy. Between prices, you can't even get an airline ticket to Florida for next year. They're running like $1,200. I'm like, what? Who is allowing this? How could they allow these airlines to charge that much to Florida? Hey, Fox. It's crazy to me. Crazy. But I do have two trips next year that I have to look for. Whew, airline tickets. Everybody's decorating. The Christmas lights are going up. People's homes are looking beautiful. I have to admit, during the holiday season, more people are polite. More people smile. And it's good. You're supposed to smile and feel good about the holidays. Whether you're rich or whether you're poor. If you're poor, you have each other. If you're rich, you just buy stuff and stay out of people's way. But I believe Christmas and New Year's Day is on a Saturday. No, Sunday. Sunday this year. And I was looking at my Christmas list and I'm like, OMG. I need to get started. Thank goodness it's not too many little kids. But these gifts that these kids want, it's like paying a mortgage. Oh my God. That's why kids stay home. But like I tell everybody, if your kids are staying home, their bank account, they should be saving everything. So that when next spring comes, you're able to get out of here. No, but in seriousness, if your kids are living at home, make sure they have something that they're saving up for on the side. And you have to check it periodically. Make sure that they're doing the right thing and make sure that the money's still there. Oh gosh, maybe we'll have some fun on Friday, some trivia. Don't know the theme, but I'll figure it out. What else? What else is going on besides the craziness? Some good shows on television, some good Christmas shows, some all the decorations are going up. Best time to put it up when the weather's good. And this weekend might be your last hurrah, so make sure that I lost my train of thought. Oh my God. Will I be making a crib? What's a crib? Like a crib where a baby sleeps in? For Christmas. Okay, so what exactly is that? I never did that for Christmas. A little, unless little baby Jesus was in it. Oh, okay. Got you. Uh-oh, somebody's ringing my doorbell. OMG, a lot of disturbance. Hold on for a second. I'm back. I'm sorry. See what happens when. Oh, man. Hold on for a second. Hello? I'm sorry, I'm back again. OMG. Hey, Tom, what's going on? Happy belated Thanksgiving to you as well, to you and the family. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, I hope you had a great one. I hope it was nice. I hope it was quiet. Ah, salmon and risotto. Nice. Okay. All right. And you know, risotto is hard to cook. Nice. Yeah, definitely. Sounds good, the salmon. Not everybody can cook risotto, so I'm pretty sure yours was good. But yeah. Wow. I cooked everything too. I cooked everything. The only thing I didn't cook was the rice. My sister-in-law made the rice, but everything else I cooked, everything else I cooked. And I also started, I started like 6 o'clock in the morning. If you want to, hey,
What's up, Dai? How you doing?
what's going on?
Nothing, nothing. Just
Well,
finished watching all these.
at least the Thanksgiving is over. Now we're on to Christmas.
Oh yeah. And somebody definitely better cook out that dinner, you know.
Oh, you're not cooking Christmas?
I don't want
Well,
to. I already.
I usually cook everything Thanksgiving, and then for Christmas, I make everybody bring something.
You should have seen. So somebody was like, you should put the turkey back in the fridge. And I was like, nope, not doing it, because I did that last year. And then when I had to cook, the bird was still frozen in the middle. So then I had to flip it over and take off the backbone. And this year, the exact same thing. I was like, not this again. Like, I'm going to freeze my hands and everything. So I went and I took my chef knife and I kind of like felt it. And I cut off the backbone and I got off all the bags and everything. Mm-hmm. However, I find that if you put it in just a little bit frozen inside the oven, it protects the moisture. So it doesn't dry out as much. That's kind of like, you know.
But what I do, if you put cold water inside, it'll help you out a little bit too. Don't put hot water, put cold water.
Have you seen that video where where I think it's Gordon Ramsay, it's not Hell's Kitchen, is the other one.
Disaster.
Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah.
So the chef has like a bag of frozen chicken and he's got it in like a really hot water bath or something. Mm-hmm. He's like, look at that. He's like, what's that doing? He's like, oh, it's defrosting. He's just looking at it. He's like, okay, so I'm just gonna tell you right now, you know, when you do that, he's like, that chicken is cooking and you're effed even before you start cooking. You know, that thing is already ruined before you start.
OMG. Well, now you know they have the thing where you could throw it in a microwave to defrost. I mean, there's so many when you can only this is certain meats. Chicken is one thing you can do different things to defrost, but then there's other meats that you just can't, you know, mess with. If it's not thawed out, it's a done deal. You know, steak and ground beef and pork. You know, they have to be thawed out before you cook it. Chicken, you can, like I said, you can play around with it and throw it out and you're good. But everything else, hey, Super Sam, hey, F2. Yeah.
So I started like at 7:30. As soon as I woke up, I just brewed some coffee and I got started on the cooking. Yeah, I made the turkey, I made the green bean casserole. I made pumpkin pies. What else? Oh, there was no cranberry sauce at HEB, so I had to make it. I had to make homemade cranberry sauce.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What else did I make? Well, just the pies on their own. There were two pies. I made two pumpkin pies.
Oh, okay.
And what else? Oh, and the turkey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You didn't make no sides?
Yeah, I made a green bean casserole. I made the stuffing. I made the cranberry sauce. I made the pumpkin pies, and I made the turkey. And then somebody else came over here, and they made the mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, that was good. Nobody made biscuits?
No, there were dinner rolls. Picked up some dinner rolls at the store.
Okay.
I wanted to make some, but it was too cold. Like, no, they're not gonna lift up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. And how many people did you have to cook for?
Lots. We already it was already a full house. Before the rest of the other people showed up, and then once they showed up, it was like what, 1, 2, 3. Like 3 or 4 adults and then 2 kids.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, we better carve this turkey off good because I don't think there's gonna be enough. You know, we barely made it. Barely made it. Yeah.
You didn't get what size? How many pounds was it?
13-pound turkey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I always look for the biggest. Last year, I had a almost 30-pound turkey. This year, I couldn't find 30 pounds, so I had to settle for 22 pounds. So I'm always looking
Okay.
for the biggest turkey, always.
Yeah, and well, what was it about 2 years ago? We had two instead of one. We had two, and then there was like this, like a heck load of turkey left over. Like tons and tons of
Oh.
turkey left over. It was just a lot,
Okay.
and
But I like to do different. Like when I do the when I eat the turkey the first 2 nights, like the third night, I'll make a turkey soup. I'll take some turkey and I'll put it in a pot with some, broth and potatoes, vegetables, and I'll make it with some thin pasta spaghetti, and I'll make a turkey soup. I also make a turkey salad. I put some mayo and some relish and some little bit of mustard, and make a nice. Sometimes you throw some cranberries in there and make a nice turkey salad. That way you don't get tired of eating the that turkey. You add something a little different to it.
Yeah.
Something to think about. You don't cook turkeys for for Christmas. I don't took a cook a turkey for Christmas. I cook a ham for Christmas.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't know if you cook them in the oven, but we put them in the roaster oven, and they come out pretty
What do you
good.
put?
We cook them in a roaster oven.
What, the ham?
Yeah.
Okay.
It comes out really good, really moist and good.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. That sounds interesting.
I'm not sure if the results are the same in the oven. That's the thing, I've never made one. The last time my mother made it, but she's no longer with us, Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my mother used to love making the ham and the pork shoulder. But I make a ham for Christmas. I don't make turkeys. Turkey, I only make turkey on Thanksgiving. That's it. And then turkey wings through the year. How was your
Yeah,
weekend?
I mean, by the time you make it to Christmas, you're already seeing turkeys, literally. You're already dreaming with them, and
It's the turkeys is just too much.
it's too much.
After that, I want something different. Even though I make a ham also on Thanksgiving, but I'll make the ham again and for Christmas. And then for the new year, I like to do like Italian, something totally different.
Yeah,
So,
you said you like to make Italian. Yeah.
For Thanksgiving, I mean for New Year's Eve, something totally different.
That's cool. For Christmas, I think we're gonna be headed to Mexico that night. My in-law's sister is going to cook Christmas dinner over there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Just gotta leave early, 'cause then it gets late and everything closes, Not a good time to
You
be out
drive
there.
there for the day.
I think I'm gonna carpool with them, just 'cause I don't know how to get there. But hopefully we leave early, 'cause then if it's too late, you gotta stay over there. And I mean, she's got room and everything, but she's not our family, you know what I mean? That's She's his family, so I don't feel comfortable,
I mean, if y'all been to, you know, have yeah, she's been part of the family. How long the family been? How long they've been married?
They known us for, well, the oldest kid is what, 9, I think.
Yeah, so you should feel comfortable.
Well, the thing is that we don't really go over there a lot, you know.
Okay.
And then they have more people living over there with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I don't know, I'm cool with dinner, but I don't know how it would feel staying over. I've stayed a few times, and yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm just like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing like your own bed, right?
Yeah,
the and then, own comfort of your own home. Well, you know where
yeah,
you live.
Yeah, and they have two maids over there, and you get up in the morning and you go take your shower and everything, and you come out, and I think the last time I woke up too early and the maids weren't there, and they get there and they just like look at you weird and they're like,
you said maids, like yeah. Someone cleaning the house.
Yeah, they have two maids over there.
Oh, so they must have a big house.
Yeah, it's a 3-floor house. It's like a townhouse.
Okay.
Yeah,
you said a townhouse.
It's like a townhouse. Yeah.
It's attached to other ones.
Yeah, there's, let me see. Yes, but no. So okay. That house is 3 floors, and then she bought the house next door. So it's a 3-floor house attached to a 2-floor house, you know?
Oh, okay.
So, she uses the other, she sells, they sell, what do you call those things? It's like clothes, but wholesale.
Like what?
It's clothes, but wholesale. That's the business that she's into. So she's a distributor.
Oh, she sells wholesale.
Yeah, so she's a distributor.
She makes her own clothes?
No, she just distributes it. So let's say you have a clothes store and you're into, like, let's say, oh, like, I need polos, I need like formal wear and this and that. So she'll tell you, okay, I'll sell you like, say, 100 pieces, 200 pieces for X amount of money for each, you know, or
okay.
buy the entire palette or the entire pack, you know, and it'll cost you this much, you know.
Oh, okay.
So she does that all over the country. That's the business that she's into. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So, yeah, it's a lot of merch though, so that's why she bought the house next door. So what she does is that she keeps a lot of the stuff in there, and then when the merchandise comes in, she has like 2 or 3 employees, and they're going through all the clothes just to make sure that they're clean, you know, they're not damaged or anything. And
okay.
they take one pallet and they make a new one. And the new one is already inspected and everything, so the client is very satisfied with what they get, you know.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
And, yeah, I mean, the only thing is that, you know, if Mexico is Mexico, you know, you gotta deal with the mob, you know what I mean? They want their share. So, that's the only bad thing about it, you know.
Wow.
I might be saying too much here. I don't know how many people.
You done said it all.
But I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, you want a business in Mexico, you know, you gotta pay the mob to have your business, you know.
Mm. That's why everybody tries to escape.
That's how that cookie crumbles, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like here. I mean, you wanna have a business, you pay taxes. You know, you get your licenses and you pay your taxes and everything. It's the same thing up there with the mob. You know, you open up and mob will be ringing your doorbell. Hey, good morning. I'm here for my money, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean,
that's how it is, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's an honest living. She must be doing well. I mean, she got maids and everything.
She's doing really, really well. And the thing is that, well, I mean, she had to work her butt off. I remember when I knew her back in the day, and she was struggling a lot, you know, and she went through a lot of things, and she found a supplier. She was in the clothes business, and she found a supplier, another distributor, and the guy was like, hey, you know a lot of people, so, like, why don't you help me with the business, get me customers, and I'll pay you commission, and then we'll see where we go from there. Perhaps you can make a better living out of this. So she did. You know, she partnered with him, and she brought him all the customers, and then later she just closed down her clothes store, and she decided to do her own thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Same thing. Yeah, I mean, I feel like people kind of, you know, people who have good businesses came out of there. My dad was the architect, you know, and he did a lot of work for people in this neighborhood, and that's how he started, you know.
Oh, okay.
But that company was small. The company he started with, it was only like 4 people, and they had to travel a lot. So, like, I just woke up one day and I'm like, why am I still running with this company? You know, like, I know how to do the work from the bottom up. Why don't I just do my own thing? You know, so, yeah. So he decided to offer the services in his little town instead of traveling all over the country, you know, and he made it his own business, you know.
That's a good thing. That's a positive story, you know.
Yeah, so that's the same thing that happened with her. And so, like I say, I mean, that's just weird. You know, you wake up every morning and, you know, they're just looking at you weird and like, hey, can I get you a cup of coffee or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
Okay. Yeah,
so.
All right, sounds good. Hold on for just one second again. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, I'm back.
Okay, that's cool. So, yeah.
Okay, so what you do over the weekend? Anything special? Just rest or worked?
Mostly rest. I was tired. We were off Thursday, Friday from work, but I was busy on Wednesday. I was busy on Thursday, busy Friday, busy Saturday, busy Sunday. So I'm just tired, you know.
Now, do you have a big family to buy a lot of Christmas presents for?
I don't know about it this year. I think we are, because usually the people that don't usually come over for Thanksgiving came over this past Thursday. So I'm starting to think that probably going to have more people. But I don't know. We already got invited to that dinner over there in Mexico. So,
okay.
Might show up over there instead. I mean, all of the people that usually come over late are people that are usually married and stuff, you know, so they come over, they try to fit it in the schedule, so they come over for a few hours and then they go over there, you know, with the family of their partner, and they celebrate over there, that kind of
stuff. So what y'all do, a grab bag?
Oh, what?
Yeah, do a grab bag.
What is that?
A grab bag is that you there's so many different ways of doing it. You can you have secret elves where you pick a name and you buy for that one person, or you pick a name out of a bag. And it's adults only. The kids you're going to buy presents for anyway. But the adults, so that it won't get so expensive, you set a price. You put all the adults' name in one bag, and everybody picks the name. You don't tell the person who you have. And the person, they'll put three things. The adult will put three things that they would like. And then you set up price, and you just get for that one person. That way you don't end up buying 10 different gifts where you just buy one gift for that one person. Because it could get expensive. I have a big family and it gets expensive. So we just do it that way.
I usually just get like a coffee mug, and I'll put chocolates inside, and I'll wrap it up in gift paper, put a bow on it, and that's it. That's usually what I do.
For who, the kids?
For everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I just set up there, and I'm just like, before you leave, don't forget to take your mug. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of mugs, no?
Yeah, but I get them at the dollar store. If you go at the right time, they have really nice mugs. If you go at the last minute, they just have like the ugliest ones, you know? Yeah.
Oh, okay. You do the mugs every year, or you do different things every year?
I just stick to the mugs every year, you know, because you're right, you know, it gets expensive, you know?
Yeah, it does.
It does, yeah.
Especially if you have a big family.
Yeah.
And kids' toys and stuff are expensive now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. And then the cost for food at the stores, it went up like crazy. Yeah.
It like doubled.
Almost.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy to me.
Almost, yeah.
It is crazy, crazy, crazy. But today is Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday, yeah.
Mhm.
Did you buy anything?
I don't have the patience for that.
Well, I didn't need anything. I didn't buy anything. I didn't need anything, but so I've got a friend who likes Best Buy a lot, so he probably got something, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, people get on that and they stay on there for hours. I don't even know what to look for. It's like, you know, I don't know. Not my cup of tea, but, you know, if I see something, I got about 2,000 emails of all the sales that are going on and all the coupons and this percent off and that. I mean, it's, you know.
Do y'all have a big box over there?
It's expensive. And kids don't want $10 gifts anymore.
Oh,
now
no.
Kids' gifts are like $100, over $100.
They want an iPhone for Christmas.
They want the game for their game system. Those things are $100. It's a lot. So, you know, that's how we, you know, that's why we do what we do. Just so that it won't be costly. You know, it's just, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
It's not like when we were kids.
Yeah, my girlfriend told me that when her birthday was, family member called her, and she was like, "Oh, you know, I haven't seen you in a long time. I'm not gonna be able to see you on your birthday, so I want you to tell me whatever you want for your birthday, and I'll get it for you." And she's like, "Okay, I want an iPhone." And she's like, yeah, I don't even buy that for myself, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
now like, what you gonna get now, you know, now what you gonna get your girlfriend for Christmas?
I told her I'll help you out with the payments, you know, but it's a $1,000 phone. You know, my phone doesn't cost that much, you know.
Oh, that's what she wants. She wants an iPhone.
Yeah, she wants the latest one.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's like $1,100, something like that. Yeah, like $1,100 more or less. Yeah.
Tell her to switch plans and get one for free.
Which service provider?
Huh?
Which service provider do you know?
What service is she? Who does she have now?
Well, we all have Cricket. We all have Cricket. I'm not sure if y'all have Cricket over there.
I hear the commercials, but I don't know. I don't know if it's out here. Yeah, I don't think so. I haven't seen any store. Is that an actual store that you go to for that?
Well, it's just a service provider, you know. It's just like T-Mobile or Verizon or whichever other one, you know.
Right.
They have stores. They do. You can go into a store.
They don't have those here. So we don't have that here.
What I did is I got her the same one that I got for myself. I got her a Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
It was like $300 for each.
Okay. And that was a Christmas gift?
No, I got it when I got mine. And
right, but when did you get yours?
I've been with this phone for about 6 months now, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she was like, no, I don't want that phone. I want my iPhone, whatever. And I'm just, try it out. You don't even know what this is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, my God, it's like the best phone ever. I'm like, I told you.
Okay, so then she don't want an iPhone anymore.
Well, she still wants it. You know how it is, yeah.
Yeah, if you walk into T-Mobile or AT&T and you do a trade-in, they'll give you an iPhone for free.
Cool. I'll let her know. She's got time for that. I got to work all day. Yeah.
And she's the one that wants the iPhone, right?
Yeah, I told her if you get the iPhone, I'm gonna get the latest Samsung. You know, because they kind of cost the same thing. It's like $1,000 for the latest Samsung, and I'm very happy with my Samsung. You know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I have a quite a few people around me that have Samsung that they swear by it.
They're nice.
I used to have Samsung before I got the T-Mobile.
They've got this new
Hobo said check out the nothing phone. What is that? No, stop playing. Is that an actual phone?
Hey, Di, I was gonna tell you they got this new phone going on. Sorry, my brain is dead right now. You can find them at Walmart or whatever. It's not the iPhone, it's not the Samsung, it's a different kind of phone. I think it's coming from Taiwan or something. And it's supposed to be better than the smartphone for now. I'm not sure if they're saying it's better than the iPhone, but it just doesn't have enough publicity right now to sell everywhere in the US. But I'm pretty sure if you go to like Walmart or I've been to Best Buy and they have them there too. They have some versions in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean it just doesn't have enough publicity to sell yet over here. But all over like Japan and, you know, most Asian countries, I think they already have them. And they're not, I think you can get them a good one for like the same price I paid for this phone. And they are like super phenomenal phones, you know.
Oh, and it's not a Samsung or an iPhone.
No, but you'll know right away because the brand is completely different, you know.
Oh, okay.
And someone was telling me, you know, you can buy one from a different country, you know, they're unblocked. So you just put in your SIM card and it works, you know, and it's a lot better quality, you know.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't really mess with that either, you know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I have to make sure that it's legit, you know.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're not getting scammed.
Yeah, you know, you'd be surprised the amount of fake products that you can find online, you know.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Everything's fake now, you know. As long as it's expensive, it's fake, you know.
Well, I mean, not everything. I mean, you can get the real thing.
My girl got she got an SD card for her phone, and it turned out to be fake. And I'm like, call the company, you know, ask them, like, you know, like, why is this thing so faulty? And they told her something about the package or something, and they told her she had to check something on the package to make sure it was legit, you know. Mm. And they told her, the thing is that they look very similar, but you needed to have this stamp or whatever, and that's how you know it's legitimate, you know. So if your SD card is faulty, that's more than likely it's fake, you know, and that's it.
Oh, yeah. You know, here in New York, they sell, and, you know, once upon a time, the police, the cops used to, you know, confiscate everything and take it from them. And not anymore. Those guys be on a corner and all they sell is fake Louis, Gucci, Coach, and all of it is fake. And they stand there and they sell it and the cops do nothing to them anymore. I'm surprised, but I guess they got tired of putting them in jail and then the next day they come out. So, but they sell, it looks just like the real one.
Well, they've gotten just pretty like good it. At fighting back, right?
Huh?
They've gotten pretty good at fighting back.
What do you mean fighting back?
Yeah, it's like if you call one of their customer service office, they know how to get around you as a customer, you know?
Mm.
So... Mm. I figure they've gotten good at fighting back against people that say you can't sell this, or, you know, against people that find out, you know, it's a scam and they call later, you know.
Yeah, so many scams going around, so many. You just have to be careful who you're dealing with, because these people don't care.
But as far as like designer clothes and this and that, I don't spend a lot on clothes and stuff like that, you know.
Oh, okay.
I used to when I was younger, but not anymore. I'd rather put my money somewhere else, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, yeah. I agree with you 100%. I'm not a person that has to have a zillion bags and a zillion pairs of shoes, and, you know, that's not me. And if I do have it, I don't know what to do with it. So yeah. My kids are not into name brands.
It's like a lot of people like I've got a friend that's got a pair of like Oakley's sunglasses. I know people who wear like Ray-Bans and that kind of stuff. And they're like, hey, when are you going to get yours? And I'm like, I pay, like, if I go to a Chinese store and I buy like $1 sunglasses, I'm going to leave them in the bathroom or something and lose them. I've already lost like 4 or 5 pairs. I've got pictures where I've taken vacations. This is the last time I saw those glasses. And I look at the picture, and I'm like, man, those glasses were so nice, you know. Where are they? I don't know. Like,
it's gone forever, right?
I'm not about to pay $100 for a pair of glasses that I know I'm going to lose in the next 5 minutes, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like that. I
need the string.
I've lost well over 5 pairs of sunglasses.
Wow.
So that's why I don't care for spending so much on sunglasses anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you put it that way, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, and I still got like jewelry and stuff here that I've received, from like birthdays and that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
I think what I do appreciate that's expensive would probably be like cologne, but not too much because I've got a sensitive nose, so like it's easy to catch headaches and stuff from a very strong
Right.
cologne.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I usually go for something that's comfortable, something that fits right, and that's it. I don't really care for spending like $50 on a shirt, $100 in a pair of jeans,
Yeah, that's like crazy to me. I don't know. I don't. But I mean, listen, if you have it, but sometimes people don't have it and they still buy it.
Oh yeah, I had a friend like that, like $50 for a shirt. I don't know how much money he'd spend on his jeans, like well over $100 on his shoes, and when that Paco Rabanne came out, he was like one of the first people to buy it. And I'm like, dude, I mean, you're spending all your money, like you look good. Yeah, I mean, you're wearing really nice clothes, but that's where all your salary is going,
Yeah.
and
Yeah, I mean, people, that's how people live. They need the most expensive thing, the most expensive bag, the most expensive shoes.
and then I used to work with this guy. He was like an older guy. He was like probably like what, around his 30s, 40s. And the guy was always wearing a brand name formal shirts, like button down shirts, and it always light up the whole place was his cologne, And I come up to him and like, bro, are you going to a party or are you coming to work? Which one? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I mean, that's just how I am. Always gotta wear my button down shirts and put on my cologne and everything.
Okay.
And I'm like, how much money do you pay for one shirt? And he's like, at the mall, like $50. And he's like, I just pick up like one or two items and that's it. That's all I can afford every week. Like, bro, come on. Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But,
So, yeah, I was just talking about the different things that was going on in the streets of New York and New Jersey. It's just people just
oh.
lost their mind,
So what's going on? I mean, I know you're always talking about that, but I always, we talk about it for like 5 minutes and then I forget. So what's going on over there?
As far as New York, oh my gosh, robberies, carjacking, home invasions, purse snatching, chain snatching, the carjacking tripled since last year, and we're not even finished yet. But it's just
Wow.
crazy. New York is definitely, and the mayor and no one else seems to be doing anything about it.
It's like nobody cares, right?
They just want to, pose for the camera. Yeah, it's like if the police officers don't look like they're aggressive enough anymore. It's just, I don't know. I couldn't even tell you.
I'd be
It's
carrying
just
pepper spray.
crazy. Huh?
I'd be carrying pepper spray.
Yeah, I mean,
You carry your
it's
little bottle of mace just in case.
yeah, but it's not just one person, it's a group of them. It's like four of them. They're just terrorizing New York and no one seems to be doing anything about it. But hey, Carlos. But I won't be on Wednesday. I'll be back Friday.
Okay.
Friday the 2nd. Oof. These days are flying by.
They are.
But yeah. I did say I was only going to, huh? I was going to only stay on here for an hour and a half today.
That's cool. Have you been on for an
I
hour and a
have
half
something
already?
important. I have something important I have to do at 9:30. So, but yeah, so I hope you come back on next week. I mean, not next week, Friday. Maybe I'll do some type of trivia Friday.
Okay. All right. Cool. See you Friday.
We'll figure it out.
All right.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Listen, guys, I'm glad I came back on. I love y'all to pieces. I'm going to do this one short today. I will be back on. Tom, thank you for being a part of the show. My co-host, as always, thank you. It's a pleasure. I will be back Friday. Don't know what I'm going to talk about yet. I'm trying to figure out if I had any birthday shout outs. Let me see if I have any birthday shout outs. Nope, nothing. Anything else is next week. So, yes, so thank you, thank you. I'll be back on Friday at 7:30, God willing. I want everybody to have a great work week. Hobo 1979 F2. Thank you for joining. I hope you have a great week. Let's do it all again on Friday. Have a good night. Yes, Hobo. Have a good morning. And I'll talk to you soon. Okay, Tom. Talk to you later. Good night.